We're going to go next to Iraq, where Sunni Arabs turned out in large numbers to vote in last month's elections, but they're not happy with the results. Preliminary returns indicate the main Shiite alliance will retain its dominant position in the new parliament, although Shiite leaders will need allies. U.S. officials had been hoping that Sunnis would get a role in the new government. They want Sunnis in the political process and out of the business of supporting an insurgency in Iraq. But the chances of Sunni participation have been complicated by a split in Sunni ranks. From Baghdad, NPR's Jamie Terabay reports.
On the surface, at least, Iraq's Sunnis seem to be struggling to grasp the concept that they are no longer the dominant political group in Iraq. Sunni politicians and their supporters cheered on election day, confident of their success. Then, as the early results showed a different reality, the mood changed. This comedown for Iraq's once all-powerful minority is most apparent in its leaders, like Saleh al-Mutlaq, a former Ba'ath Party member born in Fallujah. Mutlaq heads the National Dialogue Council, one of several Sunni-based groups that fielded candidates in the election. He tells NPR he expected his group to win 100 seats in the incoming parliament. So far, it's won fewer than 20. Overall, Sunni parties appear to have won about 50 seats, slightly fewer than the Kurdish parties and far fewer than Iraq's majority Shiites. But Mutlaq says describing the Sunnis as a minority in Iraq is insulting.
It cannot be accepted that the Sunnis is as much as the Kurds. This is, you know, absolutely wrong. Maybe the Shia is a little bit more, but it doesn't mean that the Sunni are as small as that in their percentages. So they are insulting them so much every time.
The other main Sunni coalition, the National Accord Front, did better. Earlier results show it winning nearly 30 seats in the new parliament. But a split within Sunni ranks that emerged before the election has grown even wider now. Mutlaq says all the Sunni groups and a secular party headed by former Prime Minister Ayad Alawi agreed to stick together to challenge the election results, which they describe as fraudulent, and that agreed to put off any talk of a new government until their complaints were investigated. That seemed to change this week when leaders of the Iraqi Accord Front travelled north for political talks with the Kurdish leadership. But Tariq al-Hashmi, one of the Sunni leaders, insists it was nothing more than a courtesy call.
We told them specifically that until we resolve the outstanding issue related to the election, we are not going to go into a detailed dialogue with anybody concerning the next government.
I believe that, you know, they cannot spend 2 days only talking about the election.
Mutlaq thinks the Iraqi Accord Front is trying to make political deals now because its situation is tenuous.
They really, inside, they don't like the election to be repeated because they will not even get 50% of what they get now.
During the election campaign, Mutlaq and other Sunni leaders reached out to Iraq's insurgents, most of them Sunnis, asking them to hold off on attacks while the political process played out. Sunni leaders are expected to use their influence with the insurgents as a bargaining chip in negotiations over a new government. But Mutlaq says the insurgents are watching, waiting to see if politicians can achieve what they haven't so far, an American withdrawal and a greater grasp on power.
None of us can influence really them. We can only influence them when we prove to them that we are doing the right thing.
For the Sunnis, doing the right thing means curbing the power of the Shiites and ensuring that Iraq has a strong central government. Sunni leaders say unless they can achieve those goals, the insurgency will continue. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.